With me now from Los Angeles, Jackson Galaxy, host of the Animal Planet's My Cat from Hell. That's a pretty descriptive title. Good evening, Jackson. How are you?
Hey, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I'm thrilled to have you with me tonight. You have to know my older daughter in her 20s thinks I'm a rock star because you're going to be on the show tonight.
Oh, right on.
There you go. She's a big fan of the show, and I am a recent big fan of the show, coming to it a little later, but enjoying it very much. How did you become the cat whisperer, as you have been dubbed?
Well, I mean, basically, I spent a lot of years working in animal shelters, and the culture in an animal shelter is that if you don't present yourself well as an animal, then your time there is pretty short. So my job became pretty quickly after I sort of discovered that I could speak cat a lot better than other people. Then I tried to get these guys to just turn around a little bit, present themselves to the public a little bit better, and then we watched them go home that much quicker. So it just went from that kind of work, and eventually we transitioned to me doing house calls to help keep those cats from coming into the shelter, and then from there I just had a private practice.
What is it that the rest of us are missing? I mean, and boy, that's a loaded question, isn't it? But you run into cats who have problems. Do you quickly discover that it's their owners who have problems?
Yeah, I mean, it's not just the people. It's the environment itself, and having a territory or an environment that's not all that conducive to being a happy cat. My job is, when I come into your home, within about a half hour, I want you grounded in knowing what cats need and seeing the world from their eyes. And once you have that cat eye view, then problems tend to resolve a lot quicker, you know? So that's what I can give right off the bat.
Is knowing what they need. Now, cats have a reputation of being, you know, kind of persnickety and aloof. Is that, again, just our perception with them?
Yeah, it is. And it because the thing is, I think that seems to me to be a perception that's sort of bathed in dog. You know what I mean? Because dogs will do whatever for us. You know, Lassie, I'm in the well. Lassie goes, you know. but if it's a cat, the cat's what's in it for me. And that is because dogs we sort of co-evolved with over a long period of time. So dogs are around to be with us. Cats were along for the ride for hundreds of thousands of years. They controlled vermin in our grain silos and on our farms, and we said, okay, you can stick around, and they said the same thing to us. So really, when we have them in our homes now, they can show us affection and love. It just doesn't look like what dog affection and love looks like or human affection and love. We just have to learn what it looks like from their perspective.
So we just kind of allow each other to live in the same space?
Yeah. I mean, I tell people this every day. I say that successfully navigating life with a cat means accepting compromise. That's really what it's all about, because you can't bend them to your will. There's just no way. But my hope is that by watching my cat from hell, or from being around me, or seeing the things that I do, or lots of other people like me, you'll begin to appreciate that element of compromise and love it. And being around that energy is actually pretty amazing.
What has been your most difficult case? Does one stick out where you thought, I'm not sure, or the family said, I'm not sure this is ever going to work?
Well, I mean, I get those all the time.
Okay.
As in terms of the show itself, I would say the first episode that aired with the show with the cat named Bear, his level of aggression was kind of off the charts. I would say the first time, I don't like to know much about them before I go in there, but in this case, you have to watch audition tapes to make sure that this is something that you think you can handle in the time frame. But here I am watching this huge screen in the production office looking at Bear and going, oh boy. I don't know. I don't know that I can help him, But you know what? I found out that most of the cases on that show, the ones I was drawn to were the ones that put me on the edge like that. So luckily, they all turned out okay.
Well, you have said in some of the material I read about you, Jackson, that you never met a cat you couldn't help. Well, actually, you said, I never met one I couldn't help. I assumed you met the cat, or did you meet the families?
No, families are easy.
Okay.
I've never met a cat I couldn't help. And what I mean by that is that even if, at the end of the day, they're not in the same home they started out in, I can help them relax. I can help them settle into some environment. Like, for instance, let's say you have a home with 8 cats, and you have one cat there that is just saying to me, loudly and clearly, no way. I can't handle 8 of you. And we can try environmental enrichment, and we can try zoning off the house and everything, but at the end of the day, if the cat says no, then my job becomes finding the right home for that cat.
And how, not just with, and several of the episodes that I have seen deal with aggression of cats, but there are other ways that cats act out, and that, not to be indelicate, that can be urinating someplace.
Right.
And how do you, once that starts, how do you deal with that kind of behavior?
Well, again, I mean, I think that whether it's aggression or litter box issues, a lot of times it boils down to territorial insecurity. There's something in the home that's making the cat completely uneasy. So, for instance, if your cat is territorially secure, and that's what a cat is all about, by the way, they're about ownership. They walk into a room and they either say, that's right, I own this, everything's cool, or they'll say, I don't own this and everything is not cool. So if they say the former, then they'll rub up against you to mark their territory. They'll headbutt you to mark their territory because there's scent glands all over their body. So that's a confident way of showing that. Now, if they're insecure about it, they'll walk up to something and pee on it. And that's, because that's the anxious way of communicating the same message. So then I just have to find out what's making them anxious so that I can counter condition that behavior.
Well, it's an amazing show, absolutely. I encourage folks, where can they get information about you and the show? By the way, you're a musician by night. I mean, you're an interesting character.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I've been a musician since I'm working musician since I was about 13.
And, that's an important clarification, Jackson. A working musician.
Yeah. No, well, I never actually I never paid the rent successfully in all those years, but I worked. I passed the hat successfully.
There you go. That works as well. Where can people? Well, what's the name of your band or who are you with?
I just basically, when I moved out to LA, I said, I have to concentrate on the cats for now, so I broke up the band. But if you want to find out anything about me, you can go to www.jacksongalaxy.com. That has information about the show, about scheduling a private consultation with me. If your cat is acting up, there's all kinds of information, and you can also, from there, subscribe to my blog and find out all the latest news. So that's the best way. My Cat from Hell is wrapped up. We filmed 3 episodes, and those 3 episodes are going to be in sort of a mini marathon this Saturday night and also next Saturday night as well.
Well, I know where I'll be Saturday then, and I love the show. I have a new buzzword for the day, territorial security.
There you go.
Look what I learned today. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Well, Jackson, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you for taking some time out of your schedule.
Oh, absolutely, Cheryl. Anytime.
Thank you so much. We've been